instead. She had just graduated from college and was about to start law school. To this day, she still didn't know if her father's murder was what caused her to change her mind or not. They had it all planned. Law school, then she'd join her father's firm. They'd work side by side, night and night. Her father had been so proud of her. But after his death, she decided law school wasn't for her. She shook her head as she pulled into her driveway, stopping as she waited for the gate to open. No, not law school. Would her father have been proud that she'd become a cop? Chapter 2. Mrs. Fraser disappeared into Kathy's hair salon, and Finn noted the time, scribbling notes on the legal pad she used. She tried working on her laptop in the car, but found her attention wavered too much. She preferred to make notes and records this way and transcribe everything later. She put her camera down and picked up the small binoculars instead. Posters in the windows, pretty smiling women with chic haircuts, blocked her view, however, and she tossed them down as well. She'd been 30 when she quit the force, only 2 years after making detective. At the time, becoming a private investigator hadn't crossed her mind, at least not consciously. But 6 months after working as a security guard, she'd quit that job too. She leaned her head back, letting in old memories. They were memories she'd just as soon stay buried. But at times like this, when she sat idly in her car, waiting for the cheating wife or husband to show their hand, they crept in anyway. She remembered the call, her mother's voice sounding almost calm, businesslike. "Finley, your father's been shot. They found him in his car. It apparently happened last night." It all came out into the open then. Suspecting an affair all along, her father had hired a private investigator. Finn had been shocked. An affair? Her mother? "It was your fault. You left home. Your father worked all the time. I was alone all the time. So maybe you should have gotten a job instead of a lover," she'd shot back at her. She shook her head. A job? Her mother? No. A lover, yes. A man stupid enough to fall in love with her. A man stupid enough to kill when she wouldn't file for divorce. Her mother still lived in Corpus, still lived in the same house Finn had grown up in. A new man shared it with her now. Finn couldn't remember the last time she'd seen her. 15 years or more, she supposed. The door to the hair salon opened and Mrs. Fraser came out. The woman paused to run a hand over her slightly shorter hair, and Finn snapped 2 photos, then quickly lowered the camera when Mrs. Fraser's gaze drifted out over the parking lot. She shielded her eyes from the sun as if looking for someone. Instead of getting into her metallic gray SUV, Mrs. Fraser walked down the sidewalk of the strip center. Once again, she paused to glance around the parking lot. Finn knew the woman hadn't seen her. She was parked far enough away, and her tinted windows provided the necessary cover that she needed. No, Mrs. Fraser was looking for someone. When she ducked into the tropical tan and massage, Finn looked around the parking lot too. A man emerged from a red sports car, mid-40s perhaps, a handsome man with dark hair cut neat and short, professional, suit and tie, shiny black shoes. She was about to dismiss him. She'd worked enough of these that she knew he didn't fit the profile. Mrs. Fraser, while not totally unattractive, was over 50 and a little on the plump side. This man moved with an athletic grace. Tall, shoulders squared, fashionable sunglasses hiding his eyes. He walked confidently into the tropical tan and massage. She shrugged. It hardly implicated him, but she snapped 5 or 6 shots of him before he disappeared inside. She jotted down the time, 3:12, and location on her notepad, then shifted in her seat, trying to stretch her legs. She wondered if her mother had ever hooked up at a place like this. She couldn't picture it, but you never know. Her mother had never offered an explanation for anything, never delved into the gory details of the affair with her. Of course, she hadn't exactly been on speaking terms with her mother after the murder. Her mother's lover, Richard Dick Falwell, had slipped into the back seat of her father's car, hiding on the floor behind the passenger seat. What her mother had said was true. Her father worked in